One of the pivotal stories in the history of our part of the country is the story of Lewis and Clark. After the Louisiana purchase of a massive amount of land from France, President Jefferson dispatched Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and their Corps of Discovery on a journey to explore the newly bought lands. It was a long trip. There are many stories, and they translate well to songs, as demonstrated by our next guests. The Meriwethers tell the story of Lewis and Clark and Company musically and even educationally. Let's meet the Meriwethers. We have Amanda Severin over here.
Hey there.
Hi, Amanda. Nell Geislinger.
Hello.
Maisha Caruso.
Good morning.
And Ezra Severin.
Good morning.
So who wants to tell us how things got started, how you guys formed up as a group?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, Amanda.
Yes. So these guys are my dearest friends, and I had a mentor when I taught at SOU in the psychology department. I had an English professor mentor from another university. His name was Robert Fay, and he was a Lewis and Clark enthusiast, and he used the story with his students to inspire creative writing. He reintroduced me to Lewis and Clark, and he said, "Mandy, this story has everything. Everything is in this story, and anyone can connect to it, no matter who you are or where you come from." And Robert Fay and I were going to go on some sort of big adventure, but he passed away before we had a chance to see it through. And on the day that he passed, an idea fell out of the sky, fully formed. It hit me in the head. It made a clanging noise. And it was that I would gather together with my dearest friends and go on a giant adventure. We would learn the story of Lewis and Clark. We would rediscover our country for ourselves. And we would find new ways to connect with people through music.
Was this your own core of discovery in a sense?
It is, yeah.
Not literally retracing this. You didn't go to Missouri or anything.
Well, we intend to. Mm-hmm. But we don't limit ourselves. We've been as far south as Los Angeles and as far north as Alaska. But we really play for anyone who's willing to listen to us. We don't restrict it to the Lewis and Clark Trail.
Well, you talked about how Robert Fay kind of got your eyes and mind open to really what Lewis and Clark did. I mean, before that, was it kind of like, history books, Lewis, Clark, Sakakawea, all that stuff?
You know, it's embarrassing to admit, but honestly, I didn't even realize that they had started in St. Louis. I thought they just came through Oregon. I mm-hmm. thought they were Oregon-based explorers.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know. American history is my weakest subject, and so this was starting from scratch, learning, first of all, who was the president? What was America like in 1804? And so that's where we all started together.
So for Nell, Maisha, or Severin, or rather for Ezra, I mean, did the rest of you go, "Oh, that sounds great," or was there kind of like a do-what when it was first proposed by Amanda?
Well, I love Amanda, and we've been friends for a long time, so she could say, "Jump off a cliff," and I would probably jump. But this has not been a cliff. It's been an absolute joyous ride. So, yeah, I think I dove in head first pretty much from the beginning.
So what? How would you describe the musical style of what you do, and what is contained within the songs that you do?
Back I believe with the roots of the acoustic guitar, you know, with it being American history, it's definitely an Americana project.
Okay, well, why don't we not stop talking about it and start hearing it? So give us a sense of the setup here, and we need to move a few pieces around. It looks like, and turn an amplifier on. Actually, this is quite a setup for our studio. But so Amanda set us up for what we're going to hear.
Well, one thing that we do is we work with original journal entries, mm-hmm. And so this first song is about the friendship that existed between Meriwether Lewis and William Clark before this journey even began. And so Ezra is going to read for Meriwether Lewis.
Okay.
Dear Clark. My friend, if there is anything in this enterprise which would induce you to participate with me in its fatigues, its danger, and its honors, believe me, there is no man on earth with whom I should feel equal pleasure in sharing them as with yourself. Meriwether Lewis.
Dear Lewis, this is an undertaking freighted with many difficulties, but my friend, I do assure you that no man lives with whom I would prefer to undertake such a trip. William Clark.
So this song is about their friendship, but also about our friendship and adventure. It's called "The Heart, the Engine."
I heard the way ahead is full of wonder. I heard you say it's all I need to know. You are the heart, the engine, the reason I believe in you turn to go, and I am glad to follow. Follow you. Do 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 do. Follow you. Do 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 do. Behold the road, a winding world of hazard. You know the way, now show me where to go. You are the heart, the engine, the reason I believe in. You chose the road, and I am glad to follow. Follow you. Do 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 do. Follow you. Do 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 do. Well, I heard the way ahead is full of answers to questions I have not yet thought to ask. The dream I'm chasing after, and how my heart beats faster. In the wild, you'll find me free at last. Oh, you are the heart, the engine, the reason I believe in. And from the start, my heart was bound to follow. Follow you. Do 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 do. Follow you. Do 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 do. Follow you. Do 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 do. Follow you. Do 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 do.
Is that called the Hearth Engine, you said? Mm-hmm. All right. On the Jefferson Exchange here on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service, the Merriweathers are Amanda Severin, Nell Geislinger, Maisha Caruso, and Ezra Severin. And this is a bit of an exploration and an educational journey. You have taken this to schools already, is that right, Amanda?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been so exciting to play for kids. They've been probably our best audiences. Yeah, the fourth grade and the sixth grade in Oregon both have Lewis and Clark curriculum, and so it's a great fit for us.
I understand the material actually dovetails with the Lewis and Clark curriculum. I mean, you fit right in.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, we can cater our shows to any specific themes that the teachers are focusing on, whether it's Meriwether Lewis's Newfoundland dog that made the journey, or the Native Americans along the trail that they encountered and worked with.
So was it specifically designed to be fitting in with the curriculum? I mean, it wasn't just a lucky alignment of the stars, right?
It was a lucky alignment of the stars.
Really?
What this started as is a big idea to go on a grand adventure with my loved ones, and it just so happened that it works really well for schools. It's really exciting.
We should mention, too, that we're here on this circuit this time through Brit Education,
yes,
which is an amazing program bringing musicians into schools in Jefferson and Josephine County. And we're so grateful that they mm-hmm. have asked us to be a part of their residency program.
Mike Gantenbein gave us the heads up when he called into our first Friday Arts segment a week and a half ago and let us know you folks were coming. So we played a little clip of you actually at that point. So
oh,
this
cool.
is your
Thank
actually your
you.
Second appearance on the
oh,
Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, wonderful.
And in fact, I think the song you just played was the one that we actually clipped on that one as well. So what age groups? You said...
Well, we're willing to play for any age group, mm-hmm. but the fourth and sixth graders in Oregon have Lewis and Clark curriculum.
We also have a multimedia component to the show. We do stop motion animation and videos, and so we have a full projection element that we are going to bring into the schools this time around for the first time.
I saw the multimedia part.
Yeah.
So stop motion animation. So you guys are busy in ways that do not involve writing songs and things.
Well, in the spirit of the Corps of Discovery, we all wanted to take on some new skills and try some new things. And I had always wanted to learn how to stop action animate. And so that was one of the challenges that I took on at the beginning of our journey.
Did you have somebody help you train that? I mean, Oregon's got a pretty rich history of stop motion animation with what was Will Vinton Studios.
Oh, you know, I got some advice here and there, but mostly I just figured it out on my own.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thanks.
You're a bit of an autodidact, aren't you?
Well, I've been accused.
So is there a chance for kids to sing along? Do you project words on the wall or anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. We have a song called Biscuits and Gravy that is very, very crowd-friendly.
It's the dark night of the soul when they were starving to death trying to cross the Rocky Mountains. But it's a real crowd-pleaser.
Well, all right. So that raises the question. I mean, there were obviously moments of privation and endless rain, it seemed like. And oh my God, we can actually finally see the Pacific Ocean and lots of other moments of despair or near despair along this journey. I mean, but such a happy song, this one. I mean, do you get into minor keys at some point?
Oh, absolutely. We have Meriwether Lewis on his birthday, just feeling miserable. That song called "The Wilderness Inside," and we have songs for every human emotion. As like my mentor alerted me, this story contains everything. And so we have the darkness and the light. We keep it lighter for the children, of course. But
we don't want to shy away from the things in the journey that are difficult to talk about. We try and find a way to talk about them and let people think about them and, just explore
those themes. We're not actually trying to convince anybody that Lewis and Clark are the greatest guys in the world or that they're the finest American heroes. They're flawed, and those flaws make the music more compelling for all of us.
So do you incorporate the westward expansion that followed and all that meant, including the displacement of lots and lots of Native Americans?
We don't address that directly in our songs right now. We hope that in the future we can expand beyond 1804 to 1806, but we are certainly, we take this storytelling very seriously, so we're not trying to gloss over anything or make it a happy ending. The happy part is that all but one of them survived, but not everyone had found happiness at the end of this journey, and we're willing to talk about that and sing about it.
All right, do you have another song you can do?
Sure,
I do.
Love to.
Okay, let me just caution the singers, back up a little bit from the microphone so the instruments come through a little stronger, because we're basically dealing with all the same microphones.
Gotcha. Okay, shall we do Sicagoia's song? It was a challenge for us to figure out how to write for the 16-year-old Sicagoia who joined the Corps of Discovery in the winter of 1804/5 in Bismarck, North Dakota. This song, we find her several months later in the summer of 1805, where she's actually standing on the spot where she had been kidnapped as a child. She is a Shoshone Indian and was kidnapped by the Minnetarees. She was sold into slavery and then won in a card game by French fur trader Toussaint Charbonneau. She's now making an epic homecoming, returning from the dead. Her family has long since believed her to be lost. And on this day, she stands on the spot where she had been kidnapped, and Meriwether Lewis reflects in his journal that she seems to show no emotions, and that if she has some jewelry, she's content to go anywhere. That is all that's written of her on that day, and we don't know what she was thinking or feeling, but we assume she was thinking and feeling something. I don't know what it was like to be a Shoshone woman in 1805, but I do know what it's like to be a teenage girl. And this is a teenage girl carrying her newborn baby into her homeland for the first time in over 5 years. In this song, we have her singing to her brother. We imagine her announcing her return, creating her own personal mythology, as teenagers are so often inclined to do. I was thunderstruck, my world changed that day. To keep myself alive, I kept quiet and obeyed. I cried till I was empty, till my river dried to stone. And now my river swells again to see me safely home. But I am only passing through. You are the night and I am the moon. I am only passing by. I am the clouds and you are the sky. I am a bird and I will fly. Couldn't catch me if you tried. Oh,
Go tell your mama, boy, take off running. Oh, oh, oh. Go tell your mama, boy, you seen me coming. Through every twist and turn, through every hill and stream. Those places of my past, oh, they are rising from my dreams. Return to me the river, return to me the land, return to me the soil, and let me run it through my hands. Return to me the hunter, return to me the game, return to me my family, and my people who remain. But I am only passing through. You are the night and I am the moon. I am only passing by. I am the clouds and you are the sky. I am a bird and I will fly. Couldn't catch me if you try. Oh, go tell your mama, boy, take off running. Oh, oh, oh. Well, go tell your mama, boy, you seen me coming. And what is left of me, yeah, and what is grown? Well, setting sail with strangers, I have come to call my own. Oh, I am a creation the likes have never seen. Flying ever closer to my homecoming. The girl is gone, do you hear?
Taken from us 6 long years.
The story goes,
she'll return to us, a beautiful bird. Are you swear you've seen a ghost? Cloaked in clouds, gliding slow.
Oh, well, go tell your mama, boy, take off running. Oh, oh, well, go tell your mama, boy, you see me coming. But I am only passing through. You are the night and I am the moon. I am only passing by. I am the clouds and you are the sky. I am a bird and I will fly.
Couldn't catch me if you try.
Oh, well, go tell your mama, boy, take off running. Oh, oh, well, go tell your mama, boy, you seen me coming. Oh, oh, oh.